Related R P and 3 vessel and
And this is
R
Wasim Afzal, WASIMAFZAL, dictating for
following the procedure, patient had a successful balloon angioplasty and okay, so
dictating for doctor Mahir Elder, date of service is 24th January 2013. Patient name is Brown Jonan, B R O W N J O A N N. Date of birth is 10/19/1971. And primary care physician is Joy, J O Y J dot Darden, D A R D E N, 4455. Gratiot, Gratiot Street, Detroit, Michigan, 48207. Phone number 313-921-8600. Fax number 313-921-1712. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit is new consult. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we are the pleasure of seeing Ms. Prong Chonan. With past medical history significant for Crohn's disease, stage 3 renal failure, asthma and heart murmur that was probably physiological from anemia. She came to our clinic today as a reason for a new consult. Next paragraph, on today's visit she is having chest pain.
So left
atrial deviation. That is, she is having chest pain and that is intermittent, sharp in quality. That is for last 2 to 3 months and shortness of breath and dizziness and pain in legs, pain in her left leg that occurs on walking. And palpitation. Patient denies any PND, any leg swelling. And next paragraph, post medical history, post medical Crohn's disease, stage 3 renal failure, asthma, and heart murmur that was probably physiological from anemia. Post surgical history, significant for partial colon resection with colostomy for Crohn's disease, eye surgery for staph marginal disease. Social history is patient takes Ukraini alcohol but denies any smoking or abuse of recreational drugs. Family history positive for coronary artery disease, diabetes and hypertension. Allergy patient is allergic to aspirin, flagyl and latex. Chronic medication. Vicodin 7.5 mg/750 mg. Next Benadryl 25 mg. Next Zantac 150 mg. Next Zyrtec 10 mg. OD. Next Pantoloc. Next Remicort. Next Cipro 500 mg. Next is Celexa CELEXA 20 mg. Next is Seroquel 150 mg. And doxycycline 100 mg twice a day.
Date of service is January 24, 2013. Norman Stevens, N-O-R-S-A-N.
Next paragraph, physical examination. Please copy normal physical examination from the cardiology clinic. Note vitals are vitals are blood pressure 117/77, pulse is 65, weight is 158 pounds and height is 5'6". And diagnostic investigation EKG done and EKG done on 20 December 2012 with heart rate 70 beats per minute and chest number
we have the pleasure of seeing Mr. Norman
as abnormal EKG today's EKG is taken on 24th January 2013 is with a normal limit EKG done on 24 January 2013. 24 January 2013 is within normal limit period. Echocardiography done on 10th January 2013, and that was shows ejection fraction of 55 to 55%, and with normal left ventricular systolic function, and carotid Doppler and done on 10th January 2013. No significant stenosis of the carotid arteries bilaterally, and blood chemistry. And blood chemistry shows her him taken on 1st January 2013, hemoglobin of 13.9 and RBC 5.37 or WBC 14.1, and blood urea nitrogen is 14 and blood creatinine is 2. And next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient
right
assessment and plan.
Next paragraph, diagnostic investigation.
For chest pain, the EKG is within normal limit, and we advise the patient to continue the same medication and that is not most likely from the cardiac aneurysm, and we advise the patient to continue the same medication and keep visiting our primary care physician. And for shortness of breath, we advise the patient to go for pulmonary function test and to continue following our primary care physician. And for heart, for pain in her legs, like claudication, we have planned the patient to undertake segmental ABA. And we will evaluate for any blockage if any found, we are going to fix it.
On the left side is the calcified disease, on the left common femoral artery.
For dizziness and palpitation, the patient has most likely from her anemia, and that is not cardiac aneurysm. And we advise the patient to keep visiting her primary care physician for that purpose. And if she has any severe symptoms, she can come to us. Thank you very much for next paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of the patient. Miss Brown John. Our phone number has been provided to her. We will see Miss Brown John after 2 months. Meanwhile, she is instructed to continue to see her primary care physician. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Wasim Afzal, WASI. I am AFCAL, dictating for Dr. Maher Elder. This is end of dictation.